of K1 Car Talk. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungus and sometimes the members of the staff of Dungus Family of Autos. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a good day in the neighborhood, so well, we're doing good.
Autumnal equinox, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is autumn officially, I think, in about, 4 minutes or something
pretty,
like that.
Pretty soon here.
Yeah. Anyway, home of the 995 oil change.
That's
and
right,
I have no doubt you guys have been busy.
We have been real busy. It's been, actually, we have some capacity over on the Toyota side with our new appointments over there right now. That's going really well. We're trying to balance the work between the two systems right now and really have a lot of the appointment side on the Toyotas are going great. We've got some new technology on the service drive there where the advisors are using iPads in the write-up process. It's making it go a little bit faster on those. And when you have the appointment, we've got everything ready for you right there when you get in. We can get started on the oil change a little bit quicker, processes it quicker. You know, at Ford, we do a lot of no appointment necessary. That's one of the quick lane brand tenets is that no appointment necessary. You can come in at, when it's convenient for you, which works for some people. But sometimes if too many people come in at the same time, it can stack up and cause delays. And some people prefer to the appointments. So
you can do it either way.
We're working on that. And the iPads are great. People are loving that. We can send you, we communicate easily with you there, text, email, phone right there real easily. A lot of times the phone really isn't a very convenient way to communicate about service issues. We just want to let you know everything checked out or what we found. Maybe your vehicle's ready or not if you're not there waiting. Whatever.
Well, in the past, you have somebody from your customer service team has made a phone call. How did everything go?
Lately, it's
been more by email or sometimes even by text. The point is, you're in touch with your customers.
We're always checking and trying out new ways to communicate because some people, like the phone is hard sometimes for people. It might take 4 to 10 times to reach somebody on the phone. Whether as I send you a text, I can identify somebody I need to follow up with real quickly. If we made a mistake, they're pretty good at letting me know. We definitely want to know, and we did. So that's what we're trying to do is find the best way to communicate with you. We try to track that by customer too, because some people want to be communicated by email, some by text, some would prefer a phone call. So we want to do it your way as best we can. I can't promise we'll always be able to do that, but we try really hard.
Well, and the nice thing about it is, with or without an appointment, not only do you get OEM oil and filter, but you get that great check of the rest of the vehicle.
That's right. The multi-point inspection is that we do every time on your vehicle, and they should be going over it with you before you leave. We really train them to do it, but about the middle of the work, because at that point you're still there. We do the inspection first, of course, and then we're going to start on the oil change. That way we identify anything else that maybe need to be taken care of before you're ready to leave.
Yeah, cabin air filter
mostly it's little stuff like that. The tires are wearing a little bit unevenly and you may not think that you need to rotate, but we might need to look at that, or air filters, cabin air filters, windshield wipers. Like to look at the brakes. That's an important one to look at a lot, and obviously you need your brake system to be working right in order to keep your vehicle safe.
Yeah, but they would come out to me and say, your tires are wearing a little bit unevenly, but since you got tires for life, it's all okay. We're going to replace them for you.
That happens when they get worn, yeah.
Hey, we got some friends in here
today. Yeah, that's right. I brought some people from Youth and Family Services, some of our friends out there. A great program in Bartlesville. Been around for a long time, I know. And you have an exciting event coming up here on October 1st. We want to get everybody out for. So we've got with us today Katie Weatherly, who's the executive director, and Laura Sabine, who's the administrative assistant. So welcome.
Thank you.
Glad you're here today.
Yeah.
So first, I guess, tell us a little bit about the event coming up on October 1st. It sounds like we've got a race and some other stuff going on, so a little bit different.
Due to the state budget cuts, we decided to bring with a fundraiser event. So we have this fundraiser on October 1st at the RCLS Park. And we're going to start with a 5K fun run and then a family festival.
Great. So the family festival goes on right after the fun run?
Yes, it starts at 10 in the morning, and we're going to have inflatables, we have pony rides,
face painting,
There's
vendors going to be
vendors,
there for food and
food and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for the whole family.
Excellent. All right. And that's it. Before that, you have a 5K race and a fun run. Tell us about those. You've had this before, haven't you? The run before?
No, this is our first time.
Inaugural year.
We are inviting the community to participate and support Youth and Family Services.
That's right. It is a fundraiser. And you mentioned that due to some budget cuts at the state level that you guys have relied on, that you're looking to supplant that income with some local funding. So tell us a little bit about what Youth and Family Services does every day. I know that some people may know about it, but a lot of people probably don't really run into it. And it's important service.
We see your sign out front as we drive by going up at to and from Dundas.
Yeah, they're pretty close by.
Well, Youth and Family Services, I mean, primarily known for our counseling services, but we also, our biggest thing is our youth shelter, where we have a youth from 7 to 17 come in that are displaced from their home, whether it be DHS custody, OJA custody, or parents can just drop off their kids, or runaways sometimes get placed there from other states. I mean, it's a youth shelter to, obviously provide for youth that don't have another place to go for the time being temporary, but some of them do stay there for quite a while.
Really?
Right now we're having a toiletry drive trying to get just shampoos, conditioners, things like that, because a lot of these kids come in with just nothing. I mean, nothing but what's on them. So we have to provide them with clothes and, stuff that they have to clean with and things like that. So we're trying to get that. We're searching for 100 baskets so we can try to get that stocked up. Also, we have a suicide prevention program because of Hannah that funds some of our programs out there, just trying to prevent suicide as much as possible. And there's a lady, Kim Puga, that she is the reason why we have the monies from United Way and things like that, because of this grant.
She's big in suicide prevention collision.
Very much right. Yes.
Yeah. And I want to add the suicide prevention program. It's made possible funding by the Bartlesville United Way Venture Program. So to then, we had this program possible for the community.
Great United Way program. Good.
Yes, United Way is great. They provide us with those funds. Like you said, we've had the budget cuts of almost $30,000 last year. That's
really
a huge cut to try to provide the same services that we have been. We're still trying to catch up.
Over the years, you guys have added a lot of services, too.
Oh, definitely. We go into schools. We have a prevention program that we go into schools and we teach the kids about life skills, just about drugs, alcohol, everything you can think of. And the rates on those are very, very significant. These schools have a lot of success with the kids, some of those things that they shouldn't be doing. And so they're doing a whole lot better. We, like I said, do the counseling, the family. We have a community at-risk service with, it's called CARS, with the juvenile delinquent children. That's our contract through the state. And so we work primarily with those kind of kiddos. But we have a huge staff of lots of letters and things behind their names.
I was checking it out
online,
and you really do have a lot of people that work there. And I guess with a shelter, that makes sense. You obviously are going to have people there all the time taking care of people, and they're going to might need counseling and such in a situation like that if a young person is out of their home, and obviously we've got a problem. Tell me, how many people are usually in the shelter? Give people a sense of how that goes, if you can.
It's max beds are 8, but right now, we might not house more than 3 or 4 at a time. The numbers have been down. Due to the budget cuts, we do have to do only one staff during the day, so that means we can only have 6. 1 to 6 is the ratio. If you have over 6, then you're going to have 2 staff, and so we've had to, change that up a little bit, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Definitely.
Great. So, and we do. We look a lot towards donations. A lot of people like to offer things that the kids can go do around town, or the zoo's offering passes, for the kids so they can go and things like that. So they do. They provide them. They bring them places. They go enroll them in school. They do a lot for those kids out there.
And you mentioned you need things like toiletries and other things, just basic necessities to help them with their. Life stuff that's going on when they're away from home. So people can I know that that was mentioned online and it tells you what to do there, but they can call or just come by.
Yeah, and our office is 2200 Southeast Washington Boulevard, and anybody can come by and drop off anything that you think is age appropriate for these kiddos that we might need. We won't turn you away for sure.
And you know, let's go ahead and promote the event a little again. This is the Lace Up for Fun Run, and it's down at Earl Sears Park. It'll be Saturday, October 1st. It's a 5K fun run and family festival. And there, and so the 5K, I guess, will go off first and then have the fun run after that at about 8:30. The races start.
Yes.
And the family festival will go from 10 to 2. I think we're planning to be out there with a car, maybe. And,
yes,
and so hopefully make that happen and show people a nice family-oriented vehicle or something. And you maybe have some coupons for value if you want to come out there. And you mentioned food and inflatables and such. Anything else? What else is going on, Laura?
We're going to have contests. And it's, it's going to be free. If anyone know to do something, you know, singing, dancing. Yes. So we're going to try to make people to do that. And we had a lot of great prizes for the different business and the community that support us and donated those prizes for the community. So this is going to be for free. So people are going to have a lot of fun this day.
Yeah. And tell us about your sponsors. Who else is, or no, we're going to promote your event or helping you with that. Who else is getting behind it this time?
Our sponsors in the community are ConocoPhillips, mm-hmm. Gorman Constructions, of course, Dungeons Family, RS Express. We had so many sponsors that I can't remind
now.
But I
just wanted to give them a little notice too, if we could.
Yes.
That's great.
We had the Barrettsville Public School supporting us.
Okay.
They're being great with us. I can recall. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And I guess you do have some prizes and stuff too. For different things out there. Let's go and talk more about the shelter then. I think that's really one of the things that people don't think about being there. And what do your needs and other programs too, and counseling, what kind of, you know, how did this start? Where you, let's talk a little bit about the history, because I know it goes back to like 1976.
Yeah, this fun run was actually developed to celebrate our 40 years
40
within
years.
The yeah 40 years in the
uh-huh.
community, which was last year, but still we're getting it done this year. And having this festival, that's why I mean all the bouncy houses, everything, all that's free. I mean we're going to be taking donations obviously,
okay.
but all of it is free for the family just to come enjoy and kind of celebrate what we've been through
right.
and what we've been through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very new in this, so as far as the history, I mean I know we've had our ups and downs like any nonprofit has with budget cuts and things like that, but
sure.
we're still, I mean there's never been a time that the doors have had to close. We've always been able to provide those services for people, so we do take pride in being able to do that. I can name off some of the things that are needed for the shelter.
Okay.
Clothing, like I said, we're 7 to 17, so those are the ages,
male and female.
Pajamas, underwear, socks, toiletries, hairbrushes, combs, hair ties, soap, shampoo and conditioner, toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, towels, washcloths, any like recreation type things like board games, we always take those for the kids to be able to do. Any books that are age appropriate, obviously. School supplies are always needed because, like I said, they don't come in with anything, but we are going to get them enrolled in school. So we need those school supplies for them to be able to start. So those are just some of the things that we need. I mean, we work with Mary Martha's, we work with the food bank, we work with a lot of different places over food, but I mean, that stuff's always, if it's non-perishable, definitely accepted for donations. And you can always go online to our website and we can take donations off there as well. We're always looking for that and having to kind of dig towards that more when we see these cuts. So
well, great. It's an outstanding program, and I hope everybody gets out for the race and make it a success for you this first year.
Yes, sure.
Outstanding.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Brad, as far as this is, you've
I don't know, you seem to have a personal involvement, or at least a corporate involvement, with so many organizations. How did the relationship come about with Youth and Family Services?
Well, we've supported them over the years at different times, and frankly, Laura came into the dealership like happens every day, and asked, and you know, that's really, it does happen every day here in Bartlesville, and you know, a lot, it's a great thing about our community, and you know, it's hard to, we can't say yes to everybody, but when somebody comes through, and you know, there's some other connections, some other friends of ours support the event, and you know, with first things like this, you know, we do like to support athletic events, and that's great. Youth things are an emphasis of ours, so you get the race. You're supporting a youth program that's just critical for our community, and I think, you know, a lot of times these that are kind of hidden, you know, because there a lot of times it's not a service that's highly promoted, what they do, a shelter like that, but what they do is really important for those that need the service, so it's critical, and we just want to draw attention to that this time.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and I think particularly on any first event, you know, the first time you do something, I'll pick on, I won't pick on, but the Willow Rock Road Race you were talking about last week,
right.
It's been going on for, where this one is an inaugural event, so,
right. No, it's great, and it shows so much that what we talk about every week, that our community has so many great programs and such a great safety net for all the our people in need, and you know, but we have to stay cognitive to the program, you know, that they have needs, and that the budget cuts are really there, and that these things are, we have to take pay attention to them.
Ladies, is there a registration as far as the race? Can you show up and just say, here I am? How does it all work? You know,
you can just show up and say, here I am. We're not going to turn you away. That's how it works in our office. But we do have on Eventbrite, which is a common thing that you can go to. You can go and register on there. You can go to our Facebook page, Lace Up for Fun, like it, and you can register there. You'd also go to our website, youthandfamilieserviceinc.com, and there's registration on there. So there's lots of different ways that you can sign up for the event.
And if you want to just call, it's 918-335-1111.
Mm-hmm. Yes. People also can register at the date of the event on site. Mm-hmm. So we will have the registration table there for participants.
Okay. Very good. T-shirts, anything like that?
Yes, we had a package for participants. We had a lot of goodies for our sponsors. The T-shirt is so beautiful that people is going to love it.
Good. Excellent.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you all for coming in, and good luck with the event.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Brad, you know, as I look at the car lot, I know this is the time of year when you're trying to make room for the 17s. You've been having 17s for months on some items, but this is the traditional beginning of the model year.
It's a big model year in clearance and time, and we've got a lot of exciting stuff happening too, with new product coming, the all new Super Duties coming in. We should be here in the next few weeks. The all new Continental will be here. We've got our first of used to be known as Scion vehicles that are starting to come back as Toyotas, a Yaris IA. We got the first one of those in stock. It's a cute little sedan vehicle that's priced great, under $20,000. It's a really nice car with lots of technology and safety packages like Scion was known for. So all this new stuff is coming, and at the same time, we've got to get rid of the 2016 models that we have left. There's great incentives, great deals available on that. We're also really right now trying to buy cars. We're looking to buy used vehicles. If you're wanting to sell something or maybe trading something in, come give us a shot. We'll make you a cash offer for your vehicle and buy it right there on the spot.
You mentioned the Continental, and the two words Lincoln and Continental almost for decades were like it was a hyphenated or all one word. Lincoln Continental. Lincoln, it was just the two words just were part of each other.
Yeah, I mean, it was the brand, and it is going to be a vehicle like that again, I think. It's really a flagship vehicle for Lincoln. It's really an important vehicle for Lincoln, as they've over the last few years, and we've talked about it as I go to the meetings and such, but, you know, they've been remaking the brand, and starts with the product, starts with the technology they put in it and building a great product, and they do. And then it's also been the experience that you have at the dealership, and, you know, we talk about that too with our Lincoln Commitment Program, with our the Lincoln experience stuff that we do, where you have a single point of contact, concierge service, takes care of everything for you, pickup and delivery of your vehicles, loaner cars available. We try to really work on that experience within the Lincoln dealership that's inside our Ford dealership, and really make that outstanding for our Lincoln customers. So that's all really built around rebuilding the Lincoln brand. Like you mentioned, it was one of the greatest luxury brands in the history of the automobile business. But frankly, in the last 20 years, it's kind of faded a little bit, and other brands have become more compelling. But Lincoln's really working to fix that, and I think that people will see, like they have with the last few things. It's starting with the MKZ a few years ago, and the MKC, which is a small SUV, and then the MKX, which has been around for a while, but has now evolved to really be probably the best vehicle in its class, which is a midsize SUV. And it's got great technology, great to drive, comfortable, and the Continental, which I did get to go out and drive at the last Lincoln National Dealer Meeting, is just outstanding. It's going to be one of the best values in its class. It's not an inexpensive vehicle, but it's going to have great value. If you're looking for a vehicle like that, it'll compete with the Lexus, the Audis, the Mercedes that are out there that are really popular, and it'll be our flagship vehicle. I'm really excited to have that.
I think the whole concierge service, I say this with a smile on my face, I think it's just a plot to keep Bruce busy.
Well, of course we have to keep Bruce busy, but that's you know, that it is my brother Bruce, and that's one of the reasons why it works so well, is because he really takes it so seriously. His name's on the building. He really, he's been around the business his whole life too, and he wants to do things right, and he takes the Lincoln side of it all, you know, very personally, and so you get that personal service, and because it is smaller and the volume isn't overwhelming, you really can take time and really work with people, and it's not just Bruce. I mean, a lot of times people think that it's just Bruce. He can help coordinate things. All the other salespeople, most of them are certified to sell Lincolns, and we're all training them all to. In the end, we want all our salespeople to know everything we sell, and you can buy the Lincoln from anyone. But Bruce is there to back them up. If you need anything in the dealership, like I said, just give him a call, send him a text, a message. He'll handle it. He can coordinate it for you, whether it's parts department, body shop, whatever. That's really our idea. It's like, if you're at a Ritz-Carlton or something and you call the concierge, you say, I need a reservation for lunch, they're going to get your reservation for lunch. Yep. And that's just what they do. And
I wasn't really picking on Bruce, he is the face of that service.
Yeah, no, and I think it's good to talk about because it is different. And I tell you what, it is the one thing that we have done. Lincoln nationally actually has come with some of this stuff. The pickup and delivery and all that is now rolling out with the 2017s. It's part of the Lincoln warranty that comes with the new vehicles that we sell. So it's actually become part of the brand. But we've been doing it for 3 or 4 years. And it doesn't matter whether it's a 17, an old 1990 Lincoln Continental. Bruce doesn't discriminate on, as long as it says Lincoln.
but then as the oldest Toyota dealership in the state, you do welcome what people might recognize as the Scion.
You know, and really, the truth is, we welcome them all. I mean, the 995 oil change is good for all brands. You know, I look at what goes through our service lanes every day, and a good 60% of the vehicles we service are from other dealers. Many of them are makes and models, the brands we sell, but a lot of them are other brands, and truthfully, that's why we have the great oil change deal, is we want everybody to get their oil changed there, and hopefully that'll help be good for our business in the future. That's the truth of that. that offer.
It's an opportunity
for me to, for people to sample the quality of service that they find, and I think so the assumption should be that if they're doing this on oil change, what will they do on the complicated stuff?
That's right, and of course we have to charge for what we do, and we have our, you know, don't forget about the tech training that our guys do. I mean, we're an OEM service facility, so we have probably 12 techs that are all ASC masters. They're masters in Toyota and Ford. They might be, there's different classifications, but three or four of our guys are like supermaster guys. They're masters of up to four or five different disciplines, electronics to engines, transmissions, all the stuff that works across all three brands, of course, and many of them are certified across all three brands plus ASE stuff. So these guys spend hours and hours every year training. We have to, of course, pay them to do that. I mean, there's a lot going on in a service facility like what we operate that does everything from the most complicated repairs, body shop work, frame machine work, painting, mechanical repair, transmission and engine repair, to all the way up to the oil change, you know, simple oil change and rotating tires. So it takes all types of technical abilities and training and great processes to be able to do that. And, you know, so that's really what it's about, is get them in the door. Let's offer them something, a great value, keep them coming in with that great value, and then be there when they need something, you know, more complicated, and be their one-stop shop for all their automotive needs.
Well, the number 75 is still an important number around your place. I know you're pretty much done with the 75-year anniversary, but this is our last time in September to talk about, if you take a test drive, there's a special prize out there, too.
We'll keep going. I mean, 75 is a big deal, like you're 40 going on at Youth and Family Services for over a year. We'll keep this one going at least all year this year, because it is our 75th year for the Ford store here in Bartlesville, and like you mentioned, we're going to give away $7,500 right here before Christmas to some lucky person who took a test drive during this period. We're giving away great monthly prizes and some weekly prizes. Last week we gave two lucky people game packages to the state universities, four tickets to each game, and hopefully they had a great time out there. I saw some of the Facebook posts on that. It looked like a lot of fun, but we're always trying to come up with something good. We've given away some consumer electronics and grill stuff, and do that monthly. Everybody who comes in and test drives wins something. You can spin the wheel and win a prize, and that gets you registered for our grand prize, the $7,500 that we'll be giving away. I believe it's December 21st, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds so, right to me.
Yeah, so that lots of fun, and all it takes is a test drive.
And who knows whether you say, well, I test drove the Fusion, but I ended up buying the Toyota. It's okay. You still had an educated buying decision.
Well, that's one of the great things about Dungeness Choice, is you can compare the different brands and different models right there on one lot. So it's a good deal, because we do have the great brands, Ford and Toyota, and our Lincoln product, and all our great used cars. So don't forget about that. And, you know, if you're considering one of those, why not come take a test drive and give yourself a chance to win?
And, of course, I do want to
kind of steer it back to Youth and Family Services.
Sure.
One more time before we finish up. You could, slow down on your way by and find out more about the race while you're taking that test drive.
That's right. And we'll just mention again, it is coming up on October 1st, 8:30 in the morning, with a family festival afterwards. You can come out and meet the great people at the Youth and Family Services and hear about their other programs. It is a certified Oklahoma Mental Health and Substance Abuse Service, Mental Health Substance Abuse Service provider in Bartlesville, and provides that youth shelter that we talked about. Anything else you want to add, ladies?
I just want to invite the community to join us on Saturday, October 1st. And all the proceeds for this fundraiser is going to benefit the Youth and Family Service programs, especially the youth shelter.
Okay. Good. Great. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is